You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Pleased to say I am joined on the line with Louise and Nick Clinn. How's it going?
Hey, how's it going? I'm good.
I'm doing good too as well, thank you. Thanks for joining me on the show this evening. In celebration, you just released your new album, The Big Sulk, released today. How does it feel to have it out there to the public?
Oh, it feels really good. It feels cool. It's like, been a while in the making, so it's nice to finally release it.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I mentioned earlier before the interview, have been listening to this album like on repeat today. I've absolutely loved it. It's been quite an album in anticipation for ages. You know, it's been a while since you last released. It's so good that there's this new album out today. So can you give us a little bit about the like overview of the album as a whole and some of the inspirations behind it?
I guess like I wanted this album to have like some be more intentional or more purposeful than the first album. There isn't any like overarching themes or anything, but I think there is by accident, but it's not like I wrote it with like a big theme in mind. And The Big Sulk came out of the songs, like rather than being like I'm gonna write an album called The Big Sulk and write sulky songs. But like I guess the arrangements and the instrumentation is kind of maybe a little bit more intentional than before, and I think perhaps the lyrics are a little bit more vulnerable than before. I guess that's kind of the vibe.
Yeah, because like I mean the last album you released was back in 2021, so it has been a while, but the newer music does kind of follow the same like dreamy vocals with the similar instrumentals, but like you mentioned, it does feel like a little bit more developed, and it also has like a couple of like heavier tracks than from your last album. Like Thick is quite kind of a different kind of vibe, but it's still the same, but it's a little bit heavier, which is really cool. And because you said it's been a while in the works, how kind of has your songwriting developed over time from like your last album to releasing this one?
I guess when I did the last one, there was more like I have all these songwriting habits, and songwriting was still a bit newer to me then, and I just lean into all those habits. Whereas now, sometimes I like lean into the habit, but sometimes I just it's like I have to challenge myself and be like, hold on, I'm just singing in the same register again, or I'm just singing like, I don't know, in the same pace, or writing the same kind of thing again, like Anita, which is, can be cool, but if you're doing that the whole time, you know, like pushing back at it and trying to challenge yourself, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. That's very cool. And so like, has this album been kind of in the works for a while now since your last, or has it been kind of I want to get an album out, boom boom?
I think I was really keen after touring the last album, but we started making demos for this at maybe like the beginning of 2022, and then I asked Shane Carter to be on board like mid 2022, and then we recorded March, like beginning of last year. It's definitely been a while, like kind of almost 2 years in the making.
Yeah, wow, that's quite intense, but no, it's sounding amazing, definitely paid off. And how was like the recording process for, obviously with the songwriting you had to challenge yourself a bit and push away from old habits, but with the recording process, was that similar to the last album, or was this done somewhere else kind of thing?
So we went away for about 2 weeks to the Coromandel to a batch, and like, you know, did the romantic thing of going away recording an album. So we did majority of the album there, but there were a few tracks that just weren't landing, so I wrote some more, and then we did the rest of the recording. I can't remember quite, maybe like October last year, we did three more tracks and added some other bits to some of the other ones, and that was just like more like classic studio sort of vibes. But yeah, it was fun to like go away and do that as well. It was cool.
Yeah,
special time
for sure. Because I remember when last time we spoke, you mentioned about going away to the Coromandel, into the bush to record some of the tunes. And then also, I noticed in the track "Can't See," there's kind of like similar sound to some bird song in the background as well. So I feel like it's like that going into nature and being a part of nature, something that kind of inspires your songwriting process, or this was like unintentional?
It's a funny one. Like someone else sort of asked about this with recording out in the Coromandel, and I think it wasn't like directly influenced in that, like we're in nature and all that kind of thing, but I think it allowed for a certain sort of like space and patience in the music, compared to like being in a studio and every hour you're like there's like another $100 or
pump it out.
You know, there was something about like having that, I guess, like the privilege or luxury of time allowed patience. And that bird sound you're talking about and Can't See was actually this weird moment where we were using a synth and a guitar pedal, and it just created this sound that sounded so much like birds. Like it sounds like we've just put birds through like a delay pedal. there's no birds.
Oh my
gosh,
that is crazy. That's a very clever kind of putting that into the song. Now it sounds really cool. And then with that track as well, with Can't See, because you've also released a music video for that single as well, and the same for Thick, they've both got that real late 60s, 70s kind of retro vibe. And I know you kind of mentioned that you didn't really have an overarching theme for the album, but what kind of inspired the 60s, 70s visuals to go along with those two tracks?
I guess part of it was wanting to film on like Super 8.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe there is still like this, not overarching theme, but I do like some of the like retro era of music and visuals and some of the rawness that comes with those things. And maybe that came through with the videos, or I don't know. They both just kind of happened to become that era, and I'm really happy with how they turned out.
Yeah, no, they look great.
It wasn't really our plan to begin with that it was like we're going to make these like 60s, 70s style videos. It just sort of happened that way.
Oh, wow. I feel like that's kind of a good way sometimes for things just to happen naturally and get its own kind of aesthetic just by how it feels.
Yeah, drawn to that aesthetic maybe, drawn to the colours and the like... Yeah. I don't know, the style and stuff. It's like a fun thing to do.
Well, both of the videos are so cool. I do highly recommend anyone listening to go and check out. I love a good music video, especially when it does kind of fit really well with the song as well. It's like nice to have kind of a visual representation. It sounds so good. And then also you're going on tour in celebration for this album in September. You're doing some shows in Nelson, Christchurch, Dunedin, Wellington and Auckland. Very exciting. How are you feeling for the tour?
Oh, super, super excited. The band is sounding cool and like it'd be fun just to cruise around and come to the South Island and enjoy the cold, and it'll be good.
Yeah, definitely. Excited to see you play here in Dunedin for sure. Definitely go and check out to get tickets to the gigs. If any listeners will be in the place that you're playing, go check it out and get some tickets. So now you've got the tour coming up. You've just released this amazing album. What's coming up next for you? Are you going to have like a little break after this hectic big release, or...?
I guess so, eh? There's always that weird little, like, post-core blues, you know? Yeah. You do all this, like, big stuff, and then all of a sudden you're like, well, what am I up to now?
Yeah.
So I guess some chilling, maybe start doing some more writing and try and work on the next thing, but knowing me, it'll take a little while, so won't be seeing that for a bit.
Fair enough. Yeah. Sounds like it's been quite hectic and busy the last couple years, getting everything ready and now about to go on a big tour, which is very exciting, but I can imagine it'll be a bit busy.
Be fun though. I'm excited to come down to Dunedin and play, and it'll be great.
Excited to have you down in Otipoti later next month, which is very exciting. And thank you so much for coming onto the show this evening.
Thanks for having me.
I've got a track from the Big Sulk Thick from Louisa Nicklin queued up next for your listening. I hope you enjoy, and keep it locked on the one.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.